Please don't treat me like a child, the voice of Helen Shapiro. And now we bring you a profile in sound of this young British recording star. A star at the age of 15. Well, Helen, come right in and meet the folks.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for having me here.
15 years old and already hit records to your credit, Helen. That means you must have started awfully young without too much family opposition, I think.
Oh, no, not at all, because my family have always been and still are a very musical family. They all have a very good ear for music. My mother used to play the violin when she was very young, and she was very good, so they told me, but this was before I was born. Mm-hmm. And my brother plays in a jazz band, which I used to sing with. And I've been singing, well, as far back as I can remember. I used to get up and sing in front of the family with cousins and relatives. And then at the age of about 13, I read an article in the paper about a singing school. This is a modern pop singing school, and well, I persuaded my parents to let me go for singing lessons there, and that's how it all started.
How much training did you have to do at this school, apart from your normal day school?
Well, I went there once a week, first of all, and then once a fortnight. Mm. And, well, after about a year, or just over a year, everything started to happen.
Now, how did it start to happen?
Well, Maurice Berman got in touch with John Schroeder, who's Norrie Paramore's assistant, and asked him to come over and hear me, along with other pupils. Well, I was last on the list, and, well, he heard me, and I had a recording test, which was heard by Norrie, and he liked it very much, and then I went up to his office so that he could make sure it was me who was singing on the record, because he didn't believe it very much at first.
How did you pick your first number to record? Because that must be quite a big thing in a recording artist's life, the very first title.
Well, this was very difficult, actually, because they didn't want me to sing a song that was too lovey-dovey or too young. So Norrie asked John if he'd write a song for me, which he did, and it was called Don't Treat Me Like a Child.
And we all know the rest of the story after that. What a fabulous success it was. Record number two came quite soon after, and I think we ought to play that one now. What was it called again?
You Don't Know. Whoa.
Know, and that had even greater success than Please Don't Treat Me Like a Child. So much so that Helen was awarded a silver disc for 250,000 discs sold. Well, all this time, Helen, you were at school. What was it like going to day school with your pals and still making records and receiving silver discs for 250,000 sales?
Well, it's all been very difficult but enjoyable, because it's rather a double life I've been leading, you know, going to school during the day and rushing home and changing to go for a recording session or a concert, but, well, I've enjoyed it.
Mm. Did you find the school had any opposition to this sort of life at all?
Oh, no, everybody's been very cooperative, and the girls are very pleased for me as well. They even asked me for autographs. But apart from that, my own close circle of friends still treat me the same as they always did.
You didn't lose any pals through being a recording
star? Oh, no, not at all, no.
In fact, you've made a lot more all over
the
world.
Oh, yes, funnily enough.
Yes, well, after two records, or two or three usually, comes extended play records and long play records. You have made an EP, haven't
you? I have, yes.
Mm-hmm. What were the titles on that one?
After You've Gone, Goody Goody, Birth of the Blues, and Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
What say we play that now?
Sure. Tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips, a tune we've known for many, many years, brought right up to date there by 15-year-old Helen Shapiro. Helen, apart from recording sessions, attending day school, and all that kind of life, you have still found time to go abroad and meet some of your fans, I think.
Yes, during the summer holidays in 61, I went to Sweden and Denmark, just for a short visit, about 5 days, and in Sweden I appeared at the Gröna Lund Tivoli, and I did a concert and a broadcast there, and it all went very well, I'm very pleased to say. And then I went to Denmark for a day to do television. And then, not very long ago, I made a trip to Paris, which I had to have a few days off from school for. Mm. And that was very enjoyable. I played a night at the Olympia there, and also some television, and, well, it's a big success, I'm proud to say.
How did you find that the audiences in Scandinavia and in France took to your work?
Very well, actually, especially the French audiences, although they couldn't understand a word I was saying, I'm sure, although a lot of them understand English, but, see, I had a hit record over there when I went over there, you don't know, and, well, they all loved it.
Now, let's see, record number 3 as a single, that's been going all around the world, I know, various radio programs have been playing it regularly. I think we ought to take the program on its way a little bit by playing that one now, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Funny, but it's true, what loneliness can do. Since I've been away, I have loved you more each day, walking back to happiness.
never knew I missed you. Now I know what I must do. Walking back to happiness I shared with you. I'm making up for things I said. Oh, bah, oh, yeah. And mistakes to which they led. Oh, bah, oh, yeah. I shouldn't have gone away. So I'm coming back today. Walking back to happiness.
Walking back to happiness, and we can be quite sure that Helen Shapiro is walking forward to happiness with a career like this. Helen, I'm going to let you tell everyone the little bit of news I heard just a few moments ago about this record.
Well, not very long ago I received a silver disc for this for over 250,000 copies, which was a great surprise.
Well, there we are. Second record, You Don't Know, a silver disc. And the third single,
yes.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going from here?
Well, I start touring England, then I've just finished an LP which will be released there, and I make a trip to America.
You're looking forward to going to America?
Oh, very much, yes.
What do you want to see most when you get there?
Everything, you know. I've heard so much about it.
Good. Well, at 15, there's a lot to see in the States for Helen Shapiro, I'm quite sure. Finally, Helen, just one thing has crossed my mind during this chat. You've been a singer as long as you can remember. You've had a very successful school career, although you didn't say so. Had you not had this success with records, what would Helen Shapiro have become?
Well, Helen Shapiro wasn't really sure what she was going to do, you know. I've always had this ambition to sing. I've always dreamt about it. And I never really got my mind onto anything else. I probably would have ended up in an office or something like that.
Are you not frightened now you've left school and your time is rationed for the recording world? Now you're 100% professional star. Do you not think that perhaps the hobby side of it will disappear and you'll get a little bit bored with so much work?
Oh, no, I don't think so. It's all very exciting. There's always new things to learn and I'm really looking forward to it.
And new countries to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Helen. Thanks for calling in.
And thank you very much indeed.
And so we say goodbye from London from our profile in sound of Helen Shapiro.
Years of my-